The world is going through changes. Changes happening at a speed that we have never seen before. This is leading to disruption, chaos, panic, fear, hysteria, and a turbulent economy and marketplace. How do you protect your wealth in a turbulent world? How do you invest for cash flow and alternative assets to escape the rat race in times of uncertainty? How do you decentralize yourself, your family, your community, your business, and your investments to become sovereign and escape the matrix? If you are looking for strategies, tactics, and techniques to escape the rat race and matrix, you are in the right place. My name is MC Lobsher, and this is Cashflow Ninja. This is Cashflow Ninja. I'm MC Lobsher. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Cashflow Ninja and spending your most valuable resource, your time, once again with me. Everything Cashflow Ninja is at CashflowNinja.com. That's CashflowNinja.com. I've got a fantastic show for you today with a great guest, Dave Steck. Now, Dave Steck is very well known in our community and in our world. Dave Steck has done a State of the Union for real estate investors and private lenders for our community and all the Cashflow Ninjas since 2019. If this is the first time you've heard of Dave Steck is an incredible investor that with his sons have built quite an empire. The Steck family office are specialists in the field of real estate, private lending, and investing in early technology startups. Dave also has a mastermind, Access Insiders. In this episode, Dave is going to share of regardless of where you're at, how you can add another zero to your net worth this year. And spoiler alert, he's also going to talk about Access Insiders, which is his mastermind. He's got an event, which I'm personally going to attend. So we'll share more information about that at the end of the interview. But if you're looking to spend a weekend with Dave Steck and myself and in an incredible community of investors that's all trying to add another zero to their net worth this year, you could go to accessinsiders.com/MC. Dave, great to see you.
And to you, MC. How you doing, man?
doing fantastic. We're looking forward to this conversation. I always get so much from our conversations that's not recorded, and always am excited to share the conversations that are recorded with my listeners and my viewers. We've got some new listeners and viewers all around the world. I figured let's start with that. If you could just share who you are, what you do, and what you're up to these days with some people that might not be familiar with you and your work and that might not have joined us for one of the State of the Union presentations that you've done in the past.
Well, do you want me to start all the way back to my days in a trailer park? Where would you like me to start?
I think this, and we can edit this, by the way, just kind of like the short, I'm an investor. This is what I do. I specialize in this, that kind of thing. And then we'll go into the questions.
It's been a long journey for me. And unfortunately, a lot less shortcuts than I would have liked. MC, as you and I have spoken before about, I've had some significant wins and a lot of lessons to go with them. And it's all about wins and lessons, especially when you're investing. So when I started out, you know, I started out in corporate America, but then I became an early stage technology CEO. And then I pivoted to investing in real estate, in private lending, and of course, in early stage venture technology companies. So I basically found myself starting in a trailer park and saving my way to my first million. And then I made that second million. And since then, I've invested my way to all the millions after that. And if you think about it, what we're all trying to do is really find what I call leapfrog moments. And what happens to leapfrog you to the next point that you're trying to get to? And the answer is two things primarily, ideas and people. You know, hearing the one right idea and acting on it can change your life in a big way. Meeting the right person like you can change your life in a big way. But the right idea and the right person, when they both come together at the same time, can literally put you and your family on a trajectory that you never dreamed possible. So investing in real estate, early stage technology, and private lending has allowed me to do that. Not the stock market, not oil and gas, not precious metals, because they're things I don't understand, nor do I think you can control the outcome like we can, say, in real estate.
Yeah, and these days, you have the Stick Family Office. You're based out of Puerto Rico, having a lot of fun in the sun. Very jealous as we are here in the cold in the northeast of the United States. So glad you could join us. You mentioned that you started in a trailer park, Dave, and this is one of the great things about your story. I mean, if you think about, everybody starts somewhere in life, and then you have to build from there. You happen to find yourself in a trailer park. How did you get from where you started in a trailer park to where you are today?
Well, I think it kind of comes back to what I just shared. You find yourself in a position when you're in a trailer park of not knowing any better. So here I am in a trailer, not knowing anything other than my dad just got hurt on the job. He was going to be out of work 22 months, as it turned out, and all we could afford were mayonnaise sandwiches. And we couldn't afford three per day, so we had to have two per day. And this isn't a woe is me story, because if I hadn't started there, I promise you, I wouldn't be here. But back then, I didn't know what I didn't know. And so what did I want? Well, my parents had eighth grade educations, both of them. My mom was one of 10 kids. My dad was one of four, and 14 siblings had 60 children. And I figured my ticket on the way out would probably be college. And what did I want? Well, I wanted to be a millionaire. I had no clue what that meant at 10 years old, but I knew it had to be better than eating mayonnaise sandwiches. And so that's where I focused my energy, was really on trying to get out, trying to go to college, trying to get a job in corporate America. And ultimately, I found my way into the investing marketplace and what I call the strategic teaching marketplace, if you will. You know, I don't have any desire to be, you know, one of these guys that tells you can get rich by tomorrow at 4 o'clock. But there's lots of opportunity for already successful entrepreneurs, people like you who are just looking to add a zero and to have a better life in the process. That's ultimately what I've got. And it took me, 85% of my life to figure it out. But now that I'm there, you know, I can take advantage of what I call trajectory moments in my life, just like you've had those moments in your life where it takes you to a new level. And that's why I get up every morning looking for a new trajectory. And often it's a better one than the one I went to bed with.
So you mentioned those leapfrog moments, those trajectory moments, and those are the moments that will help you accelerate what you're doing and really take massive, giant leaps forward. Can you share some of those moments?
Yeah, sure. And if I talk too long on this topic, let me know, because I call them add a zero moments or just add a zero moments. And the best ones are where your family is involved, because remember, when your kids come out of the womb, they don't know what they don't know. In fact, they don't know anything. And so if you're going to add a zero, wouldn't it be better to do that with your family than without? I mean, you know the drill. You're always trying to get your kids to outgrow you. That's what your job is, as a great dad instead of just a biological father. So I'll share examples that I can think of. And one of them was meeting a guy by the name of Mike from Massachusetts in a mastermind. I always joke, Mike, Massachusetts mastermind. I'm a big fan of masterminds, and Mike happened to be in there. And we had bought a home in Las Vegas for $2.8 million, or rephrase that. It was a $2.8 million home we bought in 2019, at or near the bottom of the market, for $618,600 fully furnished. That's crazy. You can't get a deal like that today. You can only get them at certain times in the market cycle. Well, it was our first vacation rental, and it happened to coincide with the first year of Airbnb. Well, we didn't know there was an Airbnb. There was VRBO and other sites like that. So we didn't know what we didn't know, but we decided we were going to try to create a short-term rental called a vacation rental before the world really figured out what they were. Remember, this is almost 15 years ago. That first year, I think we did everything wrong, and we made $157,000 on that property. We didn't even know what we were doing. So what do you think we did? We bought another one. It was a $1.2 million home, and we bought it at the auction for $247,000. I mean, we're on a roll. And oh, by the way, then what happens? Well, we get a cease and desist letter from the authorities on the first one. Now, we didn't do anything wrong, but the hotel industry felt threatened in 2009. So they hired these lobbyists to stop these mom and pops like you and me from creating these local short-term rentals because we were competing with them. Really? We're competing with hotels? Anyway, they forced us to stop advertising. We were fined $1,000 a day in perpetuity. Think of that, $365,000 a year in fines. So what do? We had to sell. And when we closed 29 days later on a quick sale, we still made money because we bought at the bottom of the market, but we had $29,000 over 29 days of liens or fines. And I just thought to myself, this is nuts. So, you know, I can give you example after example, but what's the key to that? My sons and I did it together. We made money together. We generated cash, we accumulated wealth, and we kept both of those things through structuring it properly. So I always like to tell that story because it's so compelling. Because it ended up becoming a lemon that we turned into lemonade. It emphasizes the need for focusing on wins and lessons, not wins and losses. And it also focuses on family and making money, doing good, having fun with your kids every day.
I want to take a moment to share something very important right now. Are you trying to figure out how to protect your savings from the banking collapse, which has already started, and the coming financial crisis? Most banks will fail. Deposits that are not insured by the FDIC will be lost, and there will be bank bail-ins. And this collapse in the banking system will lead to chaos in the financial system. Banks also provide loans to real estate investors. So what do you think is going to happen to lending in the event of a banking and a financial crisis? You can be proactive and position your savings to protect it and also have access to it to use it to buy discounted assets by positioning it in your own banking system through the infinite banking concept strategy. Producers Wealth has put together a presentation at yourownbankingsystem.com where you will learn how to position capital outside of the banking system and the Wall Street casino, just like the ultra wealthy, to protect it and create a pool of tax-free liquid capital to capitalize on the massive opportunity to buy discounted assets, which is coming. You can access the presentation at yourownbankingsystem.com. That's yourownbankingsystem.com.
One of the things that you shared was, as a family, you with your sons, you figured out how to create it, how to accumulate it, how to maintain and protect it, and how to continue to grow it. And you have a fantastic approach and philosophy to the game of wealth and money. Can you share a little bit on that?
Sure. Think of a triangle. In fact, think of two triangles. Over 30 years ago, I drew two triangles for my son, my sons, when we were at the kitchen table on napkins. The first triangle I called happiness. And I said, what do you have to do, sons, in order to be happier? And the answer is, you have to make money, do good, and have fun. If you can figure those three things out and you can optimize for all three, you're going to live a great life. The other thing you got to do when it comes to the money game is figure out how to generate more cash, accumulate more wealth, and keep more of both. If you can do that, you're going to win the money game, you're going to be happier, and eventually your happiness will grow to mattering. So on a call like this, I think, how can I matter to those that are listening? And that's ultimately where I am in my life. I mastered the money game. I'm able to make money, do good, and have fun. I'm able to optimize for it, and I'm able to help those listening today do the same.
Extremely, extremely powerful. And one of the other lessons that I've learned from you since getting to know you and all of our conversations too is most people, I would say that 99% of people, they just do the same thing over and over again, and they expect different results, or they think that one strategy, that one trick pony that everybody jokes about, that one thing is going to just continue to work. And what I've seen firsthand with you and on your journey, and what I see with very, very successful wealth builders, is there's different strategies for different times, especially in a market cycle. You know, there's obviously economic cycles and market cycles, and then within markets, you know, there are different things happening. And to stay on top of that and to understand what's happening, a very important part is data and information. And unfortunately, we're living in a world where there's too much data and information, and most of it is nonsense, right? And one of the things that I've learned from you too is that, well, how do you get the best and the most accurate data and information? Well, you're going to have to pay for it. And when you find the best data and information, and that helps you make better decisions because it's based on really good data and information, well, all of a sudden that now turns into making better decisions as a business owner, as an investor, and positioning yourself and changing strategies within an economic and market cycle. And because of this data and information that you and your family, you spend a lot of money every single year on getting the best data and information, that has led to an incredible track record in real estate, private lending, early stage investments like Airbnb. It's just quite a remarkable track record. Could you share just a specific instance where using this data and information and all of the investment that you make in research has just led to, you know, a successful decision, because the track record is quite impeccable. By the way, if for our new listeners and viewers, you were one of the people that went to Harvard, the person, and actually told them that the bust was coming in 2008, where everybody was basically laughing you out of the room. This is one of the instances that this data and information has helped you. What are some of the other examples that you can share?
Sure. Well, you hit the nail on the head on several things. The first is research isn't nice. It's necessary. Because if you do great research or have access to great research, you can make better informed decisions for your business, for your investments, for your family, for your life. And I'm telling you, research is the key. Knowing what's coming next is like cheating, only legal. So when I started in real estate, you know, I could barely spell real estate. But what I did do is I doubled down on research. And what I was trying to figure out when I started in 2002, so it's now been 21 years. When I started 21 years ago in real estate, I was trying to understand what was going on before I started doing it. So I started doing research. And in 2005, as you know, I was invited to Harvard to do the first State of the Union for real estate investors, where I predicted that the market was going to implode. Well, that's what the data told me. And of course, it didn't tell others. So 2,000 people in the room, I was summarily thrown out of the room, pretty much. And then I was invited back in 2008. And in 2008, I said, I'm going all in Las Vegas. Well, of course, I pretty much got thrown out of that room, got invited back 3 years later, and forecasted that the market was at or near its bottom in the next 12 months, and we'd have the best decade we'd ever have in our life. Why? Because there had been such a great collapse that the opportunity was immense, and we all know what's happened since the market bottomed in January of 2012. And here we are, what, 12 years later, all looking back and thinking, boy, I wish I would have gotten in then. Well, guess what? I did. So back to your question about an example, because we all love examples. So let's take a real estate example. And I could give you a private lending example. I could give you an early stage technology example. And maybe I'll give you a little bit of all of those. But let's see how this goes. So first of all, there was a property on Oak Bay Way. In 2002, I put that property under contract on what was called a pre-construction agreement. I didn't want to buy it, but I put a contract in phase one of a new development on a phase four home in Oak Bay. Well, it was in Vegas. That particular property I put under contract for $109,000. By the time it was built in 2006, before the market started crashing in 2007, it was now vertical. And I had the opportunity to assign that contract, which I did, for $259,900. Do the math. I just made $151,000 on an assignment. And I only had a $500 earnest money deposit to hold that property for 4 years. And it's a long story, which we don't have time to get into. But guess what? In 2010, that property is now being foreclosed upon. And I end up buying it at the auction, not even remembering that I'd owned it in the first place. And I bought it at the auction for $61,754. Fast forward 5 years, I rented it and I made a total of $61,000 in rent over 5 years at $1,050 per month. And I sold it for $175,000. Arguably too early in 2015, because of course the market took a tear after that. But what I'm explaining to you is that I controlled the property under an assignment back in 2002. I assigned it in 2006. I owned it in 2010, and I exited it in 2015. And that $109,000 property made me $304,000 in cash flow appreciation. And imagine if I'd had leverage on it. So that's why research is so important. It's not nice. It's necessary if you're serious about adding zeros. If you're not, you just want cash flow, anything can provide that. But remember, there's negative cash flow and positive cash flow. So how about an early stage technology example? Well, you know, MC, my two sons went to Berkeley and the other one went to Stanford. And my Stanford kid had two roommates, one of which created a digital collectible kitten on the blockchain. Do not ask me what that is. I just know it was called Crypto Kitties. And in 2018, he made $14 million in 2 weeks. So a big venture capitalist called Andreessen Horowitz decided to invest. We invested at a $38 million valuation, and their last round was at a $7.6 billion valuation. And if you do the math, it's a 200% increase. Or rephrase that, it's a 200x increase, not 200%, 200x. So if I said, MC, I can help you double your money in the next 2 years, you'd say, I'm in. Well, what if you could 200x your money? And it turned out that they crashed Ethereum, so they created a new blockchain called Flow, which we invested in at 10 cents, and I think it's close to a dollar now. Those kinds of outsized returns can only be done if you've got access. If you have access to people or ideas or knowledge that all allow you to add a zero and get outsized returns on your investing. So bottom line is we are currently doubled down on private lending, not real estate, because of where we are in the market. Although there are still going to be opportunities moving forward, particularly in commercial real estate. And we're going to see how it plays out with respect to early stage technology, but it took a correction and now we're doubling down on early stage technology because technology advancement And disruption is not going away. The only question is, how quick is it going to happen and where? So we're placing significant bets. In fact, we've made almost 80 investments in early stage technologies and funds with our insider community that co-invests with us. And it's been remarkable.
Yeah. And I just wanted to highlight that again, that there's different strategies for different parts of the market and where the research, the data information, and the insider access is now telling you this is not a time for buy and hold, and this is more of a time to move to the private lending part in the real estate market. And then the technology cycle too, we had a huge pullback, but now all of a sudden, through, again, your research, data, and information, and the access to people in the industry, especially through your son's network, it's showing that there's a huge amount of capital coming into that space. I mean, and maybe I didn't even ask you about this, AI alone, artificial intelligence in that space, and what's going on there, it's quite remarkable to see these businesses pop up. Any comment just on artificial intelligence?
Man, that's another podcast. But yes, we began investing in AI, I think, 5 years ago. And in fact, our insiders recently invested in an AI company alongside us, where we as a venture fund invested six figures, and then they invested alongside us. So AI is sort of the hot thing. Everybody who wants to raise money now says, we do this plus AI, right? Because they're all trying to leverage artificial intelligence in one way or the other, but it's going to happen. And imagine how quickly it can go from here, given how fast ChatGPT and a lot of other platforms have gone, just to get to the point that we're at now and the hockey stick that's been on. It's just too exciting to ignore fintech, proptech, biotech, crypto, AI, all of this is really important stuff because that's where you're going to get your outsized returns. I always share with my sons and our insiders, imagine, MC, if you bought a $100,000 home and you put 10% down, your actual investment is 10% or $10,000. Now, if the value of the home goes up $10,000 or 10%, you got 100% return on your investment through appreciation and leverage and timing, the three keys to accumulate wealth. That's it, not cash flow. It's appreciation, leverage, and doing it at the right time. That's how you accumulate wealth. Well, imagine if you had different ways and different pillars to invest in. Ours are real estate, private lending, early stage technology. It's arguable that real estate is not the place to be right now until it corrects. And so we've been out of real estate since December of 2021, when we expected that the Fed was going to start jacking rates and that all of a sudden it would have an impact, which it obviously has. Now, commercial real estate is going to go through that correction like residential went through from 2007 to 2009 during the global financial crisis. So let's wait on real estate, but let's private lend on it. If we can basically allow other people to do the work and we write the check and get a bigger return. Whereas right now, early stage technology, to your point, is at or near the bottom. So bottom line is we have a real estate and private lending fund. We have early stage technology funds, and we're doing those funds not because we need the money from others, but because we're co-investing together to try to take advantage of where we are in the market cycles and find those intersections in those three areas.
I want to acknowledge one of our sponsors. Are you ready to ride the wave of success in the booming car wash industry? Tommy's Express Car Wash is the cutting edge brand that is revolutionizing the way we clean vehicles. Demand for top-notch, state-of-the-art tunnel car wash is skyrocketing. Institutions are diving in head first, and the real asset investor is already a step ahead. They have a world-class operations team, and they're building a portfolio of Tommy's Express car washes that's on track to become one of the largest privately owned car wash portfolios in the United States. The margins on a stabilized Tommy's Express car wash are incredible, and accredited investors have the chance to join them on their adventure. Dave Zook, the founder and CEO of The Real Asset Investor, and his team are thrilled to share opportunities like Tommy's Car Wash with accredited investors that boost your cash flow, unlocks massive tax benefits, and get you set up for a lucrative exit just a few years from now. To learn more about the opportunities offered by The Real Asset Investor, you can reach out to them at info@therealassetinvestor.com. That's info@therealassetinvestor.com. I also just wanted to ask you about private lending, and I know that you've shared some of the success that you and your sons have had, because there's a lot of people talking about private lending too. So I wanted to stress the fact that this isn't just something that you're doing now. You have achieved a lot of success in that space. Can you just share maybe that story with my listeners and viewers of the private lending and what you've as a family have just done in that space?
Yeah, the overarching statement or message is taking lemons and turning them into lemonade, making sure you always have wins and lessons. And so this story is going to, I think, fit within that group. But in 2011, there was a moratorium on foreclosures in Vegas. Literally, the government decided to step in and say, no longer will there be homes for sale through the foreclosure auction. Well, we're at the auction with seven figures in cashier's checks, and now we can't even invest in anything. And we're thinking, oh my God, our business model just went away. Well, what's the learning there? Success in life is about having great options. When you have one option, someone or something has leverage on you. That's why we have three investment pillars now. Well, at the time, all of a sudden, our flipping business, our buy and hold business, we couldn't acquire properties in Vegas, which we determined would be the number one buy market in the U.S., which it turned out to be. So we're at a mastermind, and someone asks us if we would do a private loan for them with the cash that we had. And I said, I don't know. We've never done a private loan. I can't even spell it. And they said, no, really. This was on a Saturday, and their deal was going to close on Tuesday, but their lender hadn't gotten the money back from another deal that he was waiting for. And so all of a sudden, the cash didn't exist. And so they had 2 days to fund this deal. Well, we didn't have docs. We didn't know what we were doing. Literally, we crossed our name off, or the former lender's name off, put our name on, and that's how we closed escrow. Craziest thing. But ultimately, that's what we did. Well, that was in the fourth quarter of 2011. Now, fast forward to where we are in 2024. That's 12 or 13 years ago. And we have done thousands, not like one or two, but like thousands of those deals. And my son went on to create this little company called Lending Home, which is now called Kiabi. And he was one of the four founding partners that created what I'm told is now a $3 billion company. How crazy is that? That's why I always say one idea or one person can change your life. But when both of them happens, one person introduces one concept like this, like happened at this mastermind, it puts you and your family on a trajectory you could have never dreamt was possible. And now we have private lending funds and all the other things that have happened as a result of that. So that's why I call those sort of pack your bag moments, or just add a zero moments, or trajectory moments. They just change your life, and by extension, your family, your friends, and people you'll never even know, like those listening today.
And that's, that's something that you've done with Access Insiders and your community and your group. And of course, investing in all of these areas that you just shared with the Steck Family Office, which is phenomenal. That's another podcast episode in of itself, the incredible things that you're doing there. And I've learned a lot from you just with that structure. And then obviously Access Insider members get to invest in alongside you, but having a lot of fun in the meantime. But before we get to the Access Insiders, for people listening to this, that are already successful and they're looking at this year is their year and they're looking to significantly increase their income and their net worth, what advice would you give them?
Well, this may sound self-serving, but I'd say come to our next event and check it out. We only do one or two events a year, and our next one is coming up in March. So if you'd like to join us, I'm happy MC for all of your listeners for them to come as my guest and check it out for themselves. Because ultimately, if you're trying to generate more cash or income, if you're trying to accumulate more wealth, if you're trying to keep more of both, you really need to focus on being around people who are doing it better than you. So our Access Insiders community is really a group of people like MC and others who are looking to add a zero. And because our family has maybe one or two zeros more than they do, they're looking to cheat off us. So I wish I could do the same thing, or I wish I were in the position to do the same thing, 40 years ago, but I didn't know what I didn't know. And I was trying to do everything on my own. And if there's one thing that I've learned in success in life, it's about cheating off others in a legal and a good way, but borrowing from others and allowing them to give you the strategies, the blueprints, the connections, the ideas, all those things that you don't have time to do because you're focused on what you're doing. So what if you could accelerate your path? And that's what I'm trying to do now. And you might say, well, you don't need any more zeros, and I don't. But once you get really good at playing the money game, it's almost an obligation that you have to continue to do it for the generations in the future. I mean, I'm doing it with my sons and for my grandkids. But at the end of the day, I'm planting seeds now in a garden that I'll never see with things like this and people I don't even know who are listening. So that's what you have to do at some point, is to do that. And we've got a community that does that together.
I want to take a moment to recognize one of our sponsors, Penumbra Solutions. Life Settlements Investments have allowed financial and banking institutions to not only buy their equity contractually, but also diversify their capital from any economic, market, and geopolitical risk. It's been part of the billion-dollar blueprint followed by institutional investors. If you're an accredited investor, you can also now participate in this vehicle with enormous growth potential. You can watch an informational webinar presented by one of the premier organizations providing life settlement investments, Penumbra Solutions, at cashflowninja.com/life settlements. That's cashflowninja.com/life settlements. The password to access that webinar is Penumbra, all lowercase. So Dave, if you can share just a little bit more information of when this is and where is this and what's going to happen there? What can people expect when they come?
Sure. Well, it is going to be in March, as I mentioned. It's going to be in beautiful Amelia Island, Florida, which is kind of a stone's throw from Jacksonville. As I mentioned, we only do one or two live events per year because we're pretty busy making money, doing good and having fun. This one we're going to live stream as well for those that can't attend. But of course, we're going to give priority to those that can because they're going to get the most out of it. So what is going to happen? Well, I'm going to be presenting my brand new State of the Union for Real Estate Investors 2024 research update. We have been spending a lot of time to figure out what's coming next. I've been doing this annually since 2005. So think about that, 20 years since I did my first one at Harvard. And let me just say that 2024 is going to be an interesting year. And what we're going to talk about is two specific ways to capitalize on 2024, given what's coming. We don't have time now, but that'll be it. One of our themes for this event is keep more in 2024. You think about how to keep more. There's really two ways. A, don't lose it. And B, don't hand it over to your silent partner, Uncle Sam. So when you think about that, if you're at or near the top of many markets like we are now, wealth preservation becomes more important than wealth accumulation. All of us want to accumulate wealth, but we sure as hell don't want to lose it. So that is going to be a focus for this particular meeting. And we're going to, I'm even flying in my tax attorney to make sure that we optimize for taxes and optimize for risk mitigation. That is so critical going into 2024 because of the things that are going to happen with the economy, with commercial real estate, and then the ancillary impact that it's going to have in other areas. The SEC, if you're not aware, has recently done a study of inflation-adjusted accredited investors status. So imagine if the status, for accredited investors were to change radically, you know, from $200,000 a year in household income or $200,000 in individual income or $1 million in net worth, excluding the value of your primary residence, or $300,000 in household. What if those things changed radically? Well, that's what's being proposed. And that could literally crush raising money through syndications or small funds, et cetera. Let me think. Commercial real estate, I already talked about that. What's coming and how to capitalize on it. And not just the real estate itself, but the paper on real estate, which is where we're focusing our attention on controlling it, not owning it. We're going to share our new research on early stage technology investing. We're going to have some of our early stage founders of those companies there, like you mentioned, AI. Bottom line is, imagine 100 already successful, accredited, like-minded people in one room focusing on generating cash, accumulating wealth, and keeping it. It'll be the best event of the year. And I'm not saying that because I think it's great, but that they're always rated at least a 9.7 out of 10 by already successful people who have been attending these events now for 4 years. As I mentioned, we're going to be live streaming it for those that can't make it, but priority and access is going to be given to those that can. So bottom line is, if you'd like to be on our insiders alert list for research and opportunities, if you'd like to speak to me about the event, if you'd like to come and check it out as my guest, just book a call with me or at least complete an interest form. There's never any obligation. There's never any pressure. It's just an investor, me, talking to an investor, you. And you're going to go to, I think the site we put together, MC, is accessinsiders.com/MC. Access, two S's, two C's, accessinsiders, plural, .com/MC.
As we've shared, you're one relationship, an idea, away from a leapfrog moment that can absolutely be massive in your trajectory as an investor and a wealth builder. And you know, during times like this, wealth preservation, as you're sharing, is like is cardinal and should be a big focus of anyone. And you're going to learn more about exactly how to do it there, and you're going to get into the room with other people that are on the same track and have incredible conversations. So, I appreciate you sharing this, Dave, and always just providing so much value in every conversation. So accessinsiders.com/MC if you're interested. Just a side note too, I've gotten emails from folks saying, MC, when is Dave Stack doing that State of the Union on real estate and private lending again? They found it so much, so valuable. So you're going to get an in-person one there. Dave, any final words or thoughts, insights for our listeners and our viewers for the year ahead?
Yeah, I think what I've always taught my sons, and I'll tell all of you, is that many of you who are already successful, who are entrepreneurs, who have figured out how to make money, you've got to make your money work for you. You've got to be able to preserve it moving forward. You've got to minimize or mitigate the amount of tax obligation that you have. And the more you don't do that, the lazier you are. And it's a function of what I call being comfortable. And as some of you have heard me say, comfort is the silent thief. if you are comfortable, you won't take the action that you would if you were uncomfortable and hungry for more. You've got to be on a quest for more. And it's not okay to be okay. So my message to you is, comfort is the silent thief. Force yourself to feel uncomfortable enough to get yourself around ideas and people who will make a difference in the rest of your life. Get caught up in someone else's current, like MC or me or our insiders. I'm telling you, it'll change your life. And don't you owe it to your family, even if you don't want to do it for yourself. That's why I do. That's it.
Awesome. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Dave, again, for coming on the show and always providing so much value during our conversations. And it was great that everybody gets to listen in on this one. So appreciate you, my friend.
And to you. And thanks for being a friend. Appreciate you, bro.
And thank you so much for all of my listeners and viewers for, again, spending your most valuable resource, your time, once again with me on the show. I am personally attending the Access Insiders event with Dave Steck. So if you want to spend some time with myself and Dave Steck at this mastermind this year, where one idea and one relationship could really change the trajectory of your wealth building journey, go to accessinsiders.com/MC. That is accessinsiders.com/MC. So if you can join us, I look forward to meeting you in person. Everything Cashflow Ninja is at cashflowninja.com. That's cashflowninja.com. Until next time, live infinitely. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation, and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.